You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Wow.
What's that number again? Where? Yeah.
Now you've got Madison singing the telephone number.
Yes.
Wow.
That'll get you going, huh?
Yeah.
608-879-8255. Yeah, we've got some snow, light snow around Madison, downtown State Street, looking kind of wet, and it's cloudy out there, and the winds have yet to really pick up, but we have a wind advisory up to about 30 miles per hour coming in out of the west-northwest today, so hang on to your hat.
Okay? All right, yes.
Be careful
yes,
out
your
there.
Your hat. you gave the phone number. Was there any particular reason why you gave the phone number, or just to give us a call here or text us, right?
People to call in, you know. It's busiest travel day of the year. People are very busy, but if they feel like calling in, you know, phone lines are open. Yeah. Why?
Voice notes or anything?
We could do voice notes on the Civic Media app. You could download the app for free and use it for free.
Kind of surprised that Stephanie Miller doesn't use voice notes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
You listen to that and you have live phone calls.
Right.
A lot of interruptions during those phone calls. Very hard to understand. But at least a voice note would be kind of fun, right?
We haven't had voice notes for a long time.
I know.
I mean, we have the ability to take voice notes, but you got to go in the app. You find WMDX on the Civic Media app. Push the button, you know.
I mean,
record a voice note.
Yeah, let me find one way back in the archive.
Okay,
here.
Let's demonstrate to people.
I don't know if we need a demonstration.
What's this?
What happens inside Trump's head?
That sounds like Matt from Middleton.
We were talking about black holes actually having a sound.
Okay.
I thought you were going to get like Troy's.
I'm gonna have to go way back.
No, okay. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
We want to mention also Mike McCabe will join us this afternoon. Not today. This afternoon.
Because we're confused. We have like two schedules here, and we have guests listed in these schedules, and we're not sure who's going to be on when.
We thought he was going to be in this morning, but
we moved him to the afternoon.
We did. Starting
now.
What?
Afternoons. Starting now.
That's
Wednesdays.
Right.
Mike McCabe.
Okay.
Well, starting last
Glad
week.
We...
Wasn't.
Okay. Let's get
technical
about it. Okay.
You know, we have to get everything right here. You know?
Well, I know. It's confusing.
It's like a domino effect. If we don't get it right,
yeah,
just everything just collapses after that. So
mm-hmm.
I want to get to, let's get to something Brian's. Can we get on to our next story?
Absolutely.
The big story?
Yes.
Okay.
Seems like there was something else we were going to do, but.
You're right. There
I can't
was
remember
something
what
else
it is
we
now.
We were.
What?
Giving something away?
Oh, that's, yeah, jeez.
That's another reason why we gave the phone number.
Right? Yeah, maybe.
That's what
yeah,
I was kind of leading up to.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Hey, guess what? We have a pair of tickets to give away for The Godfather of Green Bay, and we're going to do this right now. If you would like to go to this, now, you know, it's next Thursday, December 4th at 7 p.m. at the Atwood Music Hall here in Madison. And brought to us by our friends at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. If you're the first person to call us right out of the gate, 608-879-8255, we'll get a pair of tickets to you. And you'll be going to the show, The Godfather of Green Bay. Again, that's next Thursday, December 4th, 7 p.m., Atwood Music Hall in Madison, 608-879-8255. What's that number again? 608-879-8255. Okay.
Well, I wish you had a jingle that had the phone number in it.
No, we don't
have
that.
People could remember and easily sing along to when they dial it up.
I don't know if we do. Okay.
Well, do we have?
Okay. All right. Oh, God. Oh, yeah? All right. Very good. We have somebody that has just dialed in here.
Yeah. So
we
let's
go
take
to the phones. Let's take the first one.
No. Let him. I don't look.
Okay.
I want to get on with the story.
Okay, get on with the story.
Take the calls, whatever you're going to do.
All right, let's
do
this.
Oh, we do have CJ.
Okay.
Is CJ trying to get tickets for this, or?
I don't know yet. I have to screen him still. There's a lot of calls coming
you
in.
You check it out. Let's get on to the story. No?
Yeah, let's get on to, I want to get on to the story here, and this is cut 170, so just get that one ready. Mike Johnson is throwing a wrench into the works here as far as getting those ACA subsidies approved.
Is he really?
Yes, he sent a message to the White House saying they're not interested.
What a surprise.
Republicans in the House are not interested in extending the ACA subsidies, the tax credits.
Huh.
So let's listen to that particular story.
Okay.
I think that's the wrong cut.
Was it? Okay, hang on.
Is 178 the same as 179?
Let me check real quick.
Okay.
Please stand by.
I believe that was Guy Benson. Is Guy Benson show?
Yes. Let me check.
Okay.
Brian Style? No.
Nope, not that one.
Let me check again.
Okay, let's stand by.
How did
things are going really well?
Well, it's cut 178. That's what it should be.
All right, let's try this.
All right.
Okay. Here we go.
Now, isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like Mike Johnson might be controlling the narrative out of the House.
Yes.
And making it seem like the Republicans don't want to approve the subsidies for the ACA instead of actually talking to the people in the House to find out if they support this. Now, I've heard different stories here. In fact, I've heard that there's a lot of trouble within the House, and there is a problem. The Republicans are not agreeing with what Mike Johnson is doing because Mike Johnson is doing the bidding of Trump.
Absolutely.
Now, if he is doing the bidding of Trump, Trump wants to pass the subsidies for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
How can he complain? He's supposed to be doing what Trump wants him to do, and the Republicans in the House are angry that he is doing what Trump wants to do.
A lot of flip-flopping going on here. I can't
That's
I
true.
Get
and,
that.
You know, these guys are up for re-election every 2 years.
Yeah.
They can't afford to do what the constituents want, they can't afford not to do what the constituents want them to do, and that is to supply those subsidies for them.
Right.
Because a majority of the subsidies are going to red states.
Yes. So
the southern states are the ones that have
they need
higher signups for the Affordable Care Act than in most states.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are. We're getting this kind of mixed message, and it's just not working. Now let's go to this cut. This is Brian Style. Now what we heard a little part of it. Let's play it again. This is the Guy Benson Show. Brian Style was on it, and he was saying a lot of nonsense. And I want to interrupt this cut and set the record straight. Let's go. All right. I just want to make sure here. We had to put those subsidies in place, the extended subsidies, because people couldn't afford anything. They weren't going to work. They weren't getting paychecks, so we needed to increase that.
Right.
That subsidy, that extra subsidy, lowered the premiums per month so people could afford their health care while we had this slowdown in the economy, okay? Mm-hmm. And now we want to renew them. It's not a surprise. We want to renew those subsidies. It's not our fault that we put an end date on it. Mm. We didn't think that we would need the subsidies. But then, of course, the price of health care has gone up, not because it's the ACA and because of the subsidies. Health care is going up anyway.
Right.
So we want to extend it and make these premiums affordable for everybody in the country. So it is the Republicans' fault for not wanting to extend them. Let's continue.
It's not fair.
It is fair. Okay, I just want to stop there. Okay. It did make the premiums per month for us more affordable. Mm-hmm. Okay, the premiums went up,
right.
And so did the tax credits. They went up too.
Right.
So it prevented us from paying more per month. So it did bring the cost of healthcare premiums down for us. Okay, let's continue. Okay. So that's been the argument way, 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 way back before the ACA.
Yeah.
That people can make their own decisions by the health care that they feel like they need, even though health care at the time offered by the insurance companies didn't cover everything.
Right.
And you didn't know what you were going to get for a disease. You know, it's not like you're out buying diseases, right? It's not a consumer product. And
right.
That's the other complaint I have. Republicans think healthcare is a consumer product, something you buy. Mm-hmm. All right. And that is absolutely incorrect. By the way, you're going to hear this a lot. Mm-hmm. Well, you can buy this and you can buy that and you have a choice here and you have a choice there. No, you don't. You get sick. You don't have a choice when you get sick.
Right.
And you're forced into getting care.
Yes.
Because you want to get well again. That's the whole thing. That's the whole point of this. Mm-hmm. It's not a consumer product. You don't go out and buy this. You don't buy a service. Mm-hmm. You need the service and you get it because it's called health care. It's public health.
Very good.
We'll get to more of Brian Stiles' comments in just a moment.
Yep, and we're going to talk to our winner of those tickets to The Godfather of Green Bay when we return with more of John and Gordy for Wednesday morning on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy on this Wednesday morning. Time for us to give away these tickets for The Godfather of Green Bay. We have our caller on the line. Kathy from Madison. Hey, Kathy. Congratulations. Yeah. You're going to The Godfather of Green Bay.
Happy. Thank you.
All right. You can make it you can make it Thursday, December 4th, right? That's next.
Absolutely. I live in the area. I live on at 1400 block of Williamson Street.
Oh, right. Perfect.
Right. Yeah.
In the neighborhood.
Anyway, they advertised, I listened to Pete Schwabba, and I could kind of find a website relating to him, but I couldn't find anywhere to for the raffle, or you know, yeah, whatever you call
yeah.
it.
Well,
and but anyway, so success.
Yes, success. Yes. You got him. You got him right.
For
you got
two. For two, anyway. Yeah. I would have gone with the neighbors if I'd gotten the four raffle last night, but there was no place to.
Yeah.
Not don't. Well, I could find a place to buy tickets, but
right.
not. For the raffle.
Okay, I'm not sure, but yeah, that may have been Pete doing his thing.
Yeah, I think it was more or less Pete. Pete does his own thing over there. So.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, yeah.
But you got
he never mentions a phone number or a website. And I mean, I went on WMDX radio, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Well, I'm,
anyway. Conrad's on vacation.
Yeah,
so.
Conrad. Okay.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Conrad. Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He would have known what to do.
Well,
or
in
to
any case.
Me, you know?
Yeah. Bottom line is you're going to the show. So,
yeah. Hey.
Now, Dom is going to give you all the information you need to know, okay?
Okay.
All right. And we'll be all set. So
I'll get prepared to take notes and stuff.
Okay.
So, glad to hear you on the air. I heard
it's
you
really
yesterday.
Not that complicated,
you know,
but.
You have a good night's sleep and all.
Yeah. All right.
We will.
It's all right. Good.
Stay in the line, Kathy.
Thanks a lot.
Kathy, yeah, just I appreciate all the news that you're mentioning
sure.
Okay, thank you.
With healthcare and stuff.
Everything.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Well, we appreciate you, Kathy. Thank you. Okay. All right. You got Kathy on the line there, and she's on hold, and we'll take care of Kathy.
Okay. Are you ready to stop and start this cut with Brian Style?
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Well, let's just keep going.
Yes.
I think
okay. Stop right there. Stop. Empower the consumer.
Yes. Right.
Again, it's not a consumer product.
Right.
We're not consumers of this.
Mm.
When we need health care, we get the help we need to cure our disease or at least make it feel less painful, okay? It's not we're not buying this stuff. My God, this isn't a product. Brian, and we don't negotiate with insurance companies.
No.
These are national insurance companies, right?
Right.
So, no, we don't negotiate. They're not going to negotiate with us, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, and Mark, who is deer hunting and bird watching at the same time, says, so where is the Republican plan, Brian Style?
Yeah, where
or
is it?
How about limiting insurance executive pay? Absolutely, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, let's how about that? Yeah.
Let's continue Brian's conversation here, where he's wrong. Again, it's not a consumable product. We're not consumers in healthcare.
Right.
And they keep making this comparison. It's driving me nuts. The health savings accounts is another really bad idea. I told you the story of my health savings account. I started it, but I never put money in it. I gambled away my life because I didn't have the money to put in there. So you get these health savings accounts, you don't have the money in it, and a lot of times the only money you have in it is for the copay or something like that.
Yeah.
You still can't afford getting treatment.
Right.
It's just a lie. All of it's a lie, and there's no way to keep down health care costs in this country. Let's continue. Yes. It's not. Okay, we didn't fail. Our policy did not fail. The failure is the Republicans not at least providing a tax credit so we can afford our monthly premiums. That's the failure here. We can't tamp down the cost because the costs continue to go up. The only way we can control costs is going to a universal health insurance system where the government gets to negotiate the prices for treatment and negotiate the prices for drugs. And that's as simple as it gets, and they do not get it. They think it's a consumable product. Let's continue.
Oh,
that's it.
Okay.
Okay, so okay. I mean, other countries do it, you know, with universal health care, and they keep the prices down, and we are paying twice as much as any other country, industrialized country in the world. There's a reason, because we've got the wrong system in place, mm-hmm. and they keep talking about, you know, keeping the prices down and having your choices. The choice is not having insurance for a disease that you didn't know you would get,
mm-hmm.
and if it's not covered in your insurance policy, that's it. That's done. I want to bring up one more thing that really makes me angry, and my wife angry too, is that women have to pay more for insurance because they have to pay for pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And what angers me and her about that is that it takes two for a person to get pregnant.
Right.
And to charge less for a man because he's not the pregnant person is wrong.
Mm.
He's the one who created the pregnancy in the first place. So everybody should be paying their fair share into that.
Yes.
All right. That's where I'm standing on.
Okay. All right. It is 7:29. We've got the Midwest Food and Farm Report with the fabulous Farm Babe and her crew, Pam Yockey. That's right around the corner. And then we're back with more of John and Gordy on WMDX in the morning.
Yeah, a little 60s sunflower music for you. That's psychedelia back then, anyway. Yeah.
I don't think we're going to see much sunshine today.
No.
Stand by.
WMDX weather.
God. I just scared me Dom. So badly.
Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry, buddy. Took control there for a few seconds. Look outside there. It looks like a snow globe right now.
It does.
The snow's coming down, and it's windy. It's starting to get kind of breezy out there. We have a wind advisory this afternoon and into the evening, and gusty winds up to 30 miles per hour. A little bit of snow out there, so if you're doing early travel plans here, just be careful. Streets are wet right now. Okay?
All right.
Over to you, John
it's
Peterson.
It's the John and Gordy alternate side snow globe that we'll be presenting at our website soon.
That's right. Yeah. Got a lot of products lined up. John and Gordy world.
We're just a font of ideas. We just never really get them out there into the public for some reason.
That's it. We're still workshopping a lot of this stuff, all right, running it around the table.
Let's go to the phones. You know, we've got Pizza Box Mike on the line right now. Hey, buddy.
Good morning.
I remember the good old days under George W. Bush. The health care plan was, if you remember it, don't get sick.
Yes, I remember that. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, well, now they've just gone to, you know, if you're already sick, you know, just curl up and die.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so fortunate that I was working and had health care when I was diagnosed with cancer,
mm-hmm.
because I would have been screwed.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe this happens to people every day. And it makes me sad because I feel lucky. Lucky, I'm sick, and you guys are after me next. That now they want people that have cancer and other diseases and illnesses to prove that they matter. Can you believe it?
I know, it's unbelievable.
I'd like them to prove they matter once.
They get the free health care. They don't have to identify with any of us out here.
Right.
Yeah, and that's
big
problem. So, I get it.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
All right. Okay. Let's go to CJ now. What do you got for us, CJ?
Happy holidays, CJ.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah. Almost.
And I'm glad Mike is doing okay, and he's got the health care and plan that he needs. Former classmate of mine.
Mm.
Yeah. Love Mike. You know, but the misinformation you guys project is unbelievable.
I know. We just we can't help making things up here.
This is the Obamacare.
Okay.
You know, and I hope you'll give me a chance to respond after you let me make my comments.
Because okay.
Then you say you asked a question that I'm not there, you cut me off. But here's the thing. The misinformation, there's so much about it. So many people, it's well-documented travel to the United States for their health care if they have money.
That's not necessarily true.
Like Canada. you know.
No, that's not true. That is not true, too. That is not true.
It is so true.
Nope.
It's documented.
And a lot of people take
people at the university hospital.
What about? Well, oh, yeah, okay. Right. Hey, let me ask you about the vacations that people take overseas to get health care, more affordable health care. How about that? You want to talk about those individuals?
The healthcare savings plan that you know that you guys say would be such a disaster.
It's a disaster. Yeah, it's not. No one can afford them.
George W. What's that?
No one can afford a health savings account. Do you have extra money to put in a health savings account?
Whether you know it or not, you're a taxpayer, right? You're paying for it. So here's the thing: George W. offered to take 10% of your Social Security and put it in to 10%, not all of it, that was projected by the Democrats. But here's the thing, because I would have loved to have that 40 years ago if it would have started.
In a private account. I know, in a private investment account. I got it.
This is the Democrats' plan. The Republicans, not one voted for it, and you want the Republicans to save it now. Well, it's not as cheap. Costs didn't go down, did they?
Like no, they're Obama not supposed to. Promise. They can't go down. Healthcare prices continue to go up. I've told you, you and I agree.
Yeah,
healthcare
Obamacare
costs are going up constantly.
Work.
No, it kept the
Obamacare didn't and isn't working.
Let me just say this, okay? It did make premiums per month for everybody who pays on the Affordable Care Act. It made premiums affordable for everybody. That's why it increased.
The taxpayers, the people who pay it, are paying exponentially more than was promised by Obama, by the Democrats, and they fought amendments that would have saved money, like selling across state lines.
That doesn't
like
do it.
Co-opting low-income people into a group to buy cheaper insurance. Your party fought every amendment.
Yes, we fought those amendments. And I just want to say that selling insurance across state lines didn't prove to be profitable for the insurance companies because they'd have to set up shop in those states and handle those states and then create groups that the people who get insurance through them would attend and be part of. Mm. And it became a nightmare for a lot of them. So they just decided to stay where they are. All right. What happened?
Everything's fine.
Okay. But you know, a lot of this these are just old lies that were told way back when.
And here's the thing:
they don't know.
We all agree on one thing: the system is broken.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
It's now. What do we do about it? I mean, we keep coming back to these old arguments. Of how, you know, when Obama was, I mean, the system is broken.
Yes.
You know, we got to figure it out.
And we can figure it out by a single payer system.
Right.
The thing is, the Republicans are so dead set against any participation of the government in providing health care, even though they're the ones getting government health care.
Right.
It seems to work for them. Yeah, I don't know. Can it work for us too? We're paying, taxpayers are paying for the politicians' health care, CJ. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you have an argument against, you know, government being involved, get them out of the political arena. Take the health care away from politicians.
Yeah.
And then put everybody in the same boat. And I don't think that bake sales and car washes and GoFundMe is the way we should supply health care in this country. It is an insult,
right.
An absolute insult. The one story that just put me over the edge in this healthcare debate was a person I was in real estate for a while, and they bought their first house, and then they had a baby boy, and the baby boy had a problem with a heart valve, and they didn't have the money to pay for it, pay for the operation, and they had a GoFundMe.
Yeah,
and that really just came home for me when that happened, and there was nothing I could do.
Right.
And not a lot anybody could do. And GoFundMe and car washes.
Yeah.
That's just
bake sales.
That's just unbelievable. That's such an insult to American society. And we shouldn't have to deal with that.
Yeah. All the other industrialized countries have figured it out.
Exactly.
A long time ago.
Exactly.
There's like 60 or 70 industrialized countries that have at least some form of national health care.
Right. And it still makes me mad. I still think about that boy. I don't know what happened to their child. Mm. And I just don't want to see that ever happening to anybody else in this country. It's just outrageous.
Phone lines are back open again if you want to jump in. 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-8255. Or text us on the Civic Media app. Easy to download and free to use.
Again, it gets to the point where we're debating this with CJ or my mega friend in Milwaukee, and they don't want the government involved. And that is an ideological point that doesn't make any sense in the real world, okay? Mm-hmm. And they can't make that argument because their politicians are getting health care through the government. And so if it's that bad, then take their health care away as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I want to get into something that's kind of I brewed my own beer for a while.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I made some really great beers, and I made some great labels for my beer.
You got away from that. You were doing it for several years.
I did. My equipment got contaminated in the same way, shape, or form. I couldn't get rid of the contamination, and I just stopped brewing the beer. But I really loved it when, you know, all these microbreweries sprung up everywhere.
I know. Yeah.
They made some of the greatest beer of all time. You know, we didn't have to buy this crap that, you know, supposed blue-collar people drink.
Okay.
You know, it's just like water. So we had this big renaissance of beer brewing in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that has peaked, and it's going away now. U.S. Breweries are shutting down.
Mm.
And a brewery that started 37 years ago has halted exports to 50 countries overnight. They went out of business. I don't know if you're familiar with this brew company. It's Rogues Ales and Spirits.
No.
You recognize the label probably if you went shopping for beer. They've been out there for a long time.
Okay.
Rogue's downfall is part of a broader crisis sweeping the American craft beer industry. The pandemic's impact lingers and really kind of took place back then. Tap rooms closed in 2020. Breweries lost their most profitable sale channel, and craft beer sales dropped 9% that year.
Man.
You know, we lost Ale Asylum out here next to the airport.
Yeah.
A gigantic place.
Right.
Great brewery. They contracted brews for other people. They had a great, fantastic restaurant. I mean, it was set up to just be there forever, and they went out of business. They sold some of their the names of their beer and the recipes for them to another company. In 2024, the first time since 2005, more U.S. breweries closed than opened.
Mm.
The Brewers Association reported 399 closures versus 335 new startups, which is a bad balance, resulting in a 5% year-over-year decline in total production of brew. Oregon alone lost nearly 75 breweries since the pandemic began. I know we had kind of an overabundance of breweries.
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
Yeah.
And I have told you this a thousand times. I love going to brew pubs.
Yes.
Because their food is, I don't know why, but they're always good.
Yeah.
The food is great at these places.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can, the big thing I'd like you to do is just go support your local brewery and go out there and have some fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's keep these places in business.
Keep the places that are out there now. Yeah. Just keep going to them.
Yeah. It was all the rage for a while. You know, I like going to the vintage brewing. You know, and Sauk City is a great place.
Gorgeous place.
Right on the patio there.
Right on the river.
You can watch the eagles flying around.
Yep.
Yeah, it's great there. And they have Madison locations, too.
Yep.
A couple of them.
They have, at least. I think they have one right over here on Francis Street.
Do they?
Yep.
And then, downtown.
There's one near
near the Sylvie.
Sylvie.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah. I think there's and then one downtown, and then there's one, is there? Let's see. Yeah, anyway, you can find them around.
Now, you know, beer consumption, by the way, fell to its lowest level in 20 years in 2024. Non-alcohol beer sales surged as health-conscious consumers moderated their intake, and ready-to-drink beverages attracted the younger drinkers as well. So, yeah, times have changed, and things are continuing on and on. And like I told you, the seniors aren't taking as much alcohol in as they used to.
We'll be back to wrap things up for this Wednesday morning after this. John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's John and Gordy in the morning. We'll be John and Gordy in the afternoon a little bit later on.
2 to 5
yeah.
this afternoon. Mike McCabe will join us then.
Yep.
And then we'll be off for Thanksgiving holiday, but we've got some best of segments we'll be playing Thursday and Friday, both in the morning and the afternoon.
We kind of need a rest.
Kind of. Yeah, take a little time off. Dom, you got big plans? You're going to Chicago, right?
Yeah, I'm going to Chicago.
For Thanksgiving?
I'm going to be watching the Bears game on Friday. I'm going to see the Blackhawks on Friday.
Are you really?
I am, actually, yeah.
Going to the United Center?
Yep. Going to United, where you were at, right?
Yeah. Night before last,
just recently, so.
Great facility.
Yeah.
You know what? I forgot about the United Center. I saw McCartney there in 2002, and then here I went the a couple of nights ago. But all the banners they have on the from the Bulls and the Blackhawks is just amazing. How many championships and region? I mean, I've never seen so many banners hanging from a sports facility.
Yeah, and I forget how many Stanley Cups the Blackhawks actually won. Man, they've won so many. So
it's a great facility.
All right.
In fact, I saw Springsteen there twice.
Yeah, man. United Center. Really
it's a great place.
2 years in a row.
I love going there.
By the way, Tom and Christy Maness on Facebook said, "Have a great Thanksgiving, guys."
Oh well, that's nice.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
I bet they're traveling for the holidays somewhere. Yeah. Thank you, Tom and Christy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Very good. All right. Well, weather for today, again, snow showers, and you can see some of those from time to time today and into this afternoon, and very gusty winds. Wind advisory, 30 miles per hour plus. So hang on to your hat.
All right. Yeah. We'll hold on to our hats.
Everybody will be fine. It'll just be fine.
Remember when people used to wear hats? Right?
Yeah, I remember in the old days.
Yeah, back in the 40s and 50s, all these guys walking around with fedoras.
Yeah.
I mean, that was everybody.
Cool. It's still very cool.
I know.
Yeah. Well, you have a fedora,
I've got
don't
one,
you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It fits that coat you got at Goodwill.
That's right. That beautiful Marshall Fields coat.
That is an incredible coat. It really is. It's
I don't
just
know what
beautiful.
I got that. It was like $20, and it was like, oh, my God.
This you can do it.
It's like Yeah,
my
like
son was at one of those resale shops, and he bought, it's a 3-series painting, same product, but they're all superheroes. It's the Marvel superheroes with Iron Man and Captain America.
Yeah.
And it's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Got it for a steal. I was trying to find a place in the apartment to put it up, and I'm putting it up for him.
Well, what? Okay. Good for you,
well,
Dad.
I don't want a whole bunch of holes in the walls. This is Dad speaking now. Don't put holes in the walls.
Okay, Dad.
Good. I know.
Well, I don't know what to do. I guess you'll have to do it.
And it oftentimes works.
Yeah.
It does work.
Right.
Okay, I got this weird thing. Somebody posted this saying, "Irony is dead."
Okay.
This is the Post, okay? This is from Polymarket. Breaking, White House announces it has eliminated the Department of Government Efficiency in apparent cost-saving measure.
Doge?
Yeah, well, I don't know what it is.
Department of Government Official. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Doge. And in cost-saving measure. So there you go. So
okay, good to know. Can't wait.
And in regards to the illegal Trump orders that some veterans are saying, do not take illegal orders. Defy that. Defiance.org posted this commentary. I want you to get this ready. This is cut 181.
Okay,
181. Let's have a listen.
All right, here we go. Right.
All right.
Okay.
Pretty good commentary. I think great argument. Let's go back a little bit here. We were talking about Republicans not liking government involvement in anything. And Lynn out in Golden Valley says, oh, it's government derangement syndrome. I like that. Your old neighbors.
Right.
They are always down in New Orleans. And they said they will be enjoying deep fried turkey and oyster stuffing down there in New Orleans.
Okay, right.
whatever that is in French.
Yes. Well, thank you, neighbors. Hope you're enjoying New Orleans. All right, that's it for us for the morning show. We're here this afternoon, 2 to 5. We hope you'll join us then. Mike McCabe will be with us as well. Have a great day. Talk to you later. Stephanie Miller's next.
See you later.
So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.